Hi, my sweetie, you're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And the story is about a grandpa of wonders. What was that special about this grandpa? For that, let's listen to the story. Once there was a nice grandpa named Harun who lived in a cozy village. People loved him, especially his grandchildren. But little did they know he had a special secret. Now one day, while sitting under a big tree, Harun saw a shiny light. Curious, he followed it and found a secret entrance to a magical world. You know what was that magical world? World of fairies. And fairies there liked him because he was so kind. So they made him their honorary guardian. All the fairies gave Harun a magic stick. I mean, just one stick. Now tapping it 3 times would take him to their world. He spent his afternoons chatting with the fairies and learning about their magical world. Now one day, a tricky fairy named Twinkle. She caused trouble in the village. Crops died and the sky turned dark. The villagers were scared. So they asked Harun for help. Now with the fairy's magic, Harun planted special seeds, making the fields flourish again. Now Twinkle, that naughty fairy, she was guilty. She said sorry to Grandpa and turned into a good fairy, spreading joy. Now during one visit, the fairies taught Harun, the grandpa, a charming melody that, when played on his magical stick, made flowers bloom and butterflies dance around him. The village children, witnessing these magical displays, giggled with delight and started calling Harun the grandpa of wonders. Now, as the seasons changed, the fairies gifted Harun a magical lantern that illuminated the darkest nights with a gentle, comforting glow. Villagers, guided by its light, discovered hidden paths and secrets, which helped them to have a deeper connection with nature. Do you know Grandpa's connection with the fairies brought immense happiness to the village? His grandchildren even inspired, they were so inspired by his stories. And all of them started seeing the world in a new way. Grandpa's adventures even inspired others to be kind. And as the years passed, Harun's adventure became talk of the town. all the grandchildren became caring people like him. And on his 80th birthday, remember, listen carefully, on his 80th birthday, the fairies appeared to thank him. And you know what they all said to him? Harun, your kindness protected our world and made your village a loving place. We are grateful. You have proved that magic is not found in any wand or stick. Magic is found in kindness, which we have always seen in you. Thank you for being there. So, my darling, do you know what we have learned from this story? That any stick, any wand, may can show some magic, may can have some magic, but the real magic is in kindness. We should always have that kindness for other people. And I want you to be full of kindness, full of love, overflowing love for people around you, the way I have for you. So on this note, let's sleep tight and say good night, Panda Mama. Good night.